Well, good afternoon, Richard. Thanks for doing that. Hope you're doing well. Yeah, weather here has been, I don't know, whatever. We've had a little bit of haze from the fires in Canada, like everybody else and whatnot. My brother, who lives southwest of Chicago, a little bit in Bolingbrook, Illinois, was without power for 5 days and 1 hour. He was the last person to get power back on in Bolingbrook. He got his power on a few hours ago. Just the way the power lines run, you know, he was the end of the line. Yeah, at my parents' house, the pole in their backyard is apparently the very last line pole on the power line. Yeah, but he was out for, like I say, 5 days and 1 hour. With all the storms they had there and everything that happened all the way up to Green Bay, all the way down to Indiana. I used to be more prepared. I used to have what we call the fire department a jump kit. I used to carry that in my Suburban. I had a machete. I had, when I was for geocaching, I had all kinds of first aid stuff for that and whatnot. The jump kit had stuff in it. But, you know, and I got rid of the Suburban 5 years ago, and all that stuff's in the garage. So, yeah, the guy who lives out in the country with the hatchet and all the other stuff, yeah, he's way ahead of me. Yeah, I don't have anything in there. I don't have an extinguisher. I don't have anything in my Edge. But I don't go anyplace. Sometimes I don't even start the thing for 3-4 days in a row. But, yeah, I should have stuff in there. Good topic, Richard. Back to you, WB9 CSP, N4ZCV.